Behold New York, the once legendary Empire State, where corruption, waste, and laziness stultify the Albany legislature. Big unions, the education lobby, and enviro whack jobs push New York's already intolerable tax burden to outrageous new heights. The state's best and brightest flee to saner states, leaving a crumbling socialist New Age penal colony disproportionately populated by malingerers, criminals, and self-serving grievance groups perennially attached to the teat of a bloated and indifferent government. Can anyone save New York? Is it worth saving? One person thinks so. Whiling away the second half of the year, the out-of-session assemblyman, Bill Nojay.
It's a beautiful day in upstate New York. Welcome to the show. Bill Nojay here. That's Dr. Bob Savage with me in the Master Control Room in the Nervous Center, along with Bob D'Angelo doing his thing on the production panel. We got a special guest today. I'm so excited, but I got to... We're not on vacation. This is a district work session.
That's right. We're not broadcasting from Martha's Vineyard.
You know, said Hillary and Barack Obama are both on Martha's Vineyard at the same time. You know, it's not. You know, now here's my.
How do I send a small tactical nuclear device? Is that Shift F7 here?
Martha's Vineyard, the other side of that, it's an island, you know, in the Atlantic Ocean.
No kidding.
And the other part of it is Chappaquiddick.
I bet they got vines on there.
You just don't want to go driving at night. Our special guest of the day, a longtime friend of mine. I've known him for 20 years or more. We're dating ourselves. He went to Yale, but don't hold that against him. His son, I got lost on my way to his son's Eagle Scout ceremony. I didn't get a merit
this
badge.
This one over here is an Eagle?
Yeah.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Sir.
Peter Carosa. He's Peter, in the studio with us today. And I got lost going to his Eagle Scout ceremony because... Well, I got any number of people I can blame it on, but at the end of the day, I didn't get a badge in navigation when I was... So I should. If I'd gotten a badge in navigation, I wouldn't have gotten lost. In any event. So I did. But the father, Chris Gross, is my friend for over 20 years. He is the president of the Bullfinch Fund. And you got another fund, a Western New York fund. Right, Chris?
That's right.
So he is sort of an economist. He's an investment advisor. He wrote a book. I saw the book. I didn't read the book. It was about one of those things that I just can't bring myself. It's about ethical duties or fiduciary duties of investment advisors.
I hate that. Yes.
Well, the book wasn't written for everybody. It was just written for a very small market.
See, that's a nice way of saying that, Nojay, you're too dumb to understand what was in it. We don't expect you to
read it. Was it written for a really small market like Hillary Clinton's book? Apparently.
He outsold Hillary Clinton.
You know, I actually may have in that book. But I've got a new one coming out that you'll love. It's called Hey, What's My Number?
What's that about?
Hey, what's my number? You know that commercial where people are walking around with huge numbers on their head about retirement?
Yes.
And it's weighing them down? Well, I'm talking about a different number that's a lot easier for people to understand.
Cholesterol.
No, it's for retirement. How to retire comfortably, and it's coming out this fall.
Well, we're talking to Chris Carosa because Chris is an expert on the upstate New York economy. He runs a mutual fund. The Western New York Fund that specializes in companies doing business here in Western New York. So he analyzes companies and their ups and downs all the time. And I wanted to talk to him about what we talk about here on the show every day, except we talk about the symptoms. I want to talk about the underlying problems, which is why Chris Carosa is with us for today's show. And it's going to be a great show. Starting off, Chris, tell us a little bit about your funds. And what kind of companies, you know, with more than the broad brush I just said, what kind of companies do you invest in?
Well, first I'll just say the Bullfinch Fund actually has two funds. One is called the Unrestricted Series. That is just a traditional multi-cap, long-term conservative growth type fund. That's the boring one. The one that everyone always wants to talk about is the Greater Western New York Series.
There you go.
And
I knew that
invests in companies that are local. Well, and any company that has a significant economic presence in the greater Western New York region.
Which you define as like Syracuse west to Buffalo?
Well, actually, here's a funny story, and it's actually written about in the book that I'll get to in a second, I guess.
We're going to talk more with Chris Carosa. We're going to define what is Western New York. What's upstate New York? But more important, we're going to talk about the companies that are doing well here, companies doing not so well, and what it's going to take to turn around our economic prospects. We'll be right back.
The Assemblyman and his guest, former Top 40 DJ, Chris Carosa. We're going to have Chris cue up a record live on the air. Coming up on the Bill Nogue Radio Network.
In 18 years in business, I've learned size doesn't matter. We're not the hugest, the biggest, the largest, and we don't want to be. We just want to take care of our customers one at a time, and we want to be sure they are satisfied. Auto Solutions of Farmington, 924-2790. Auto Solutions Geneva, 789-4477. You can apply online, auto-solutions.com. Auto Solutions, putting you on the road to credit success.
The Courage Bowl has become a Rochester tradition, and it continues on Saturday, September 20th at 6 p.m. when the College of Brockport Golden Eagles take their home field against the St. John Fisher Cardinals. Many kids with cancer dream of being part of a college football team, and thanks to Courage Bowl, some young kids dealing with cancer get that chance. This is Gary Mervis inviting you and your family to celebrate our campus courage and strength at Courage Bowl time. For more information about the Courage Bowl, visit campgooddays.org.
Hey, this is Bill Nogue from my friends at Schulteis Sporting Goods in Arkport. People from all over have been coming to Schulteis's for the past four decades. They're an experienced gun shop offering gunsmithing, repairs, and custom work. The retail store has a great selection of new and pre-owned guns, as well as hard-to-find ammo. Schulteis offers free appraisals, they buy collections, and trades are welcome. They have a wide selection of handguns. Women, stop in and see Robin. Open Monday through Saturday at 10 a.m., Schulteis Sporting Goods, Main Street, in Arkport.
All right, here's the deal. There's only one way to start my day. Fresh. Fresh hot coffee with a freshly prepared hot breakfast sandwich and not something baking under a heat lamp. That's why Tim Hortons Cafe and Bake Shop is my place. Every breakfast sandwich is made to order and served the way I like it. And the coffee's always brewed 20-minute fresh. And hey, for an added kick, try the new jalapeno biscuit breakfast sandwich. Just $2.59 plus tax. Tim Hortons Cafe and Bake Shop. Great tasting breakfast, amazing coffee. Serving breakfast until 5 p.m.
At participating U.S. restaurants for a limited time. Limited breakfast offerings available after.
Iron Mike's Military Exchange. Iron Mike's is located in Canandaigua, New York. The Military Exchange is locked and loaded with military gear and merchandise currently being used by our armed forces. The Military Exchange is an excellent source for all your hunting, camping, and outdoor needs. Iron Mike's is proud to stock items for our active and reserve military personnel, Boy Scouts, Civil Air Patrol, Sea Cadets, Airsoft, campers, backpackers, and survivalists. Iron Mike's Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. Check them out online at ironmikes.co.
Up for some fun at Seabreeze? Come experience two great new rides. Soar through the air as you take a high-flying trip aboard the new Wave Swinger. And then touch the sky as you go up, up and away on the new Balloon Race. Looking for a discount? Head to a nearby Burger King and save. Great rides, cool slides. There's something for everyone. Get so much family fun so close to home. Seabreeze. Get more info at Seabreeze.com.
From Pennsylvania to the St. Lawrence,
the voice of truth upstate,
Bill Nogue is on the air right now.
There you go, Chris. Here's one from 67. Ooh, beautiful. Diana Ross and the Supremes. You want to try to hit the vocal here? No? Okay. Here's Bill Nogue.
We're back. That's Dr. Bob Savage. And our special guest of the day, Chris Carosa, who back in the day used to be a disc jockey, playing classic rock and things like that, the things that you play in college radio stations.
I'm sorry, what was it, Hartford? Is that where it was?
New Haven.
New Haven. Okay.
New Haven.
All right, okay.
Yeah, that sort of, you know, you ever notice people go to places like Yale, don't like to say, well, I went to Yale. They say, well, I went to school in New Haven. And then you got to figure out for yourself that they went to Yale.
All right, so I'm going to tell you something. That was actually the subject of an article in the Yale Alumni Magazine about
there you
a month
go.
Or so ago.
There you go. You see?
And it's true. A lot of people do that.
We're talking with Chris Carosa. He's the manager of the president and CEO of the Bullfinch Fund, which has got a Western New York component to it, picking Western. Now, so we talk about the economy of upstate New York all the time on the show, every day, in fact. That's what the show is about. But we never, other than saying high taxes, regulatory environment, We never really get into it because I'm not an economist, or I don't spend my day looking at companies and whatnot. Well, Chris Carosa, that's what you do. So let's get into it. What do you like about Upstate New York companies? In other words, what sectors? Who's doing well here? And then we'll talk about who's not doing so well. But if you got to look at bright lights in the Upstate New York economy, who do you look at?
Well, let's start off with the simple definition of what are the kinds of companies that I look at. I only look at publicly traded companies. And there's not a lot of publicly traded companies headquartered within our region.
And that's a whole other issue.
That's a different issue.
Because when you got your headquarters in a region, you hire the law firms and the accounting firms and the consulting firms, and you do your public relations and your media stuff, all with local vendors.
All your high-cost items occur within the headquarters area.
Right.
So you want to attract headquarters to your area. Well, in fact, unfortunately, just about a year ago, we lost one of our headquarter companies. The company that was responsible for inventing the pacemaker was located in the greater Western New York region. It's still here. The facilities are still here. However, the headquarters were now shifted to Texas.
That's for tax reasons, I'm assuming?
Well, you know, they didn't quite say it that way, but I'm sure that Rick Perry gave them a good offer.
Well, he has been advertising in upstate New York saying, come to Texas. So it's not exactly a subtle thing.
Well, you know, that's true. Look at Bausch & Lomb in the Rochester area. I mean, Corning is hanging on there.
Right.
As the headquarters, but all their manufacturing is left.
You know, I'll tell you this. I obviously, we own the companies within the portfolio, and we are often confronted with the idea of whether or not we're going to approve someone coming and buying them out. And generally, I don't approve that. And now most people would say, well, why? Because they're going to be paying you a lot of money. Well, remember that the idea of our fund isn't just to do well in investing. And yes, at times we've done well. But the real purpose of the fund is to promote the region. And I think we need companies here that are doing the acquiring rather than being acquired. We do have several companies that have been doing that. In fact, the largest distributor of an imported beer is located in our region. And the one
That's
thing
Constellation Brands.
Right. The
right.
one thing that right. I like about them is, and I talk about it in my book in 50 Hidden Gems a little bit, they've used social media to help create some of their products. And that's the kind of leading edge thing that you want to see in companies. Those are the companies that are now attracting newer markets. We talked about age groups and kids and what they're interested in. Do you know anybody below, say, 20 is not going to be communicating the way that we're used to communicating?
All right, so let's talk about the kinds of companies. You mentioned Constellation. It's been a great growth story.
Mm-hmm.
Started out as a small winery distributor,
right,
or wine distributor. Now they're into all – you just mentioned the beer thing and whatnot. Who is but take that as an example. Why are they still in Western New York other than the family association with the Sands family? And I don't want you to speak for them, but – you know, what's the wisdom about why would they would stay in New York if taxes are so high and so on?
You know, that's a great question, because initially when I started this fund, that's the question I wanted to know. Why are you still here?
Right.
And now it wasn't Constellation.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Think about that we're even asking that question. They don't ask questions like that in Texas.
I know.
But we ask them here.
It's an honest question, because, you know, I need to know that I want to promote the region, so I want to make sure these guys are thinking the same thing. But I got a surprising answer, and that is, it wasn't from Constellation, it was from another company. The answer was, you know, it's not as difficult to do business in New York as you think. And I said, really? Tell me. And the CEO told me, we can go to the state. Essentially what he said is, we can go to the state and get a sweetheart deal if we really wanted to. And this company did. Got low interest rate loans from the state to expand its business.
One of those tax credit deals.
Yeah.
IDA.
I mean, you know, you get into the philosophy of, well, this is an example of corporate welfare, and do you really want to encourage that sort of thing? And unfortunately, that's what appears to be being used by a lot of these companies to stay in New York State.
We're talking with Chris Carosa, the manager of the Bullfinch Fund, which has a Western New York company series, and about what's working in upstate New York We're going to get into what's not working, what we need to do to correct it. We'll be right back, right after this.
We send a shout-out to one of our fine NoJ Network affiliates, WENY, 1230 and 1450 in Elmira, Corning. Big Flats, the Twin Tiers. Steben and Chemung Counties. We'll be back.
Oh, that talk of opportunity. TV breaks and movies rang true. Sure and true. Seems it never rains in Southern California.
This is Dom Genova, owner of Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Avon, your no-nonsense car dealer. We've been in business 20 years now, and I just pulled out some old ads. I found a June 1994 ad for a new minivan with a headline, Real Price and Real Payment. You can go to GenesseeValley.com and click on my blog and you can see the ad. Real price and real payment, no hokey offers and a payment that included taxes and fees. One of my first ads, it was like finding the Rosetta Stone or something. My point? It means we were no-nonsense even before we called it no-nonsense. 20,000 car sales later, and it's still our way. Non-commissioned salespeople, money-saving, no-nonsense deals, and this month we have a wealth of Chrysler Summer Clearance Event rebates on all our new vehicles. I'd be honored if you'd check us out.
Genesee Valley.
Exit 10, Route 390, Avon.
GenesseeValley.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, Shannon Joy, and I'd like to invite you to an important event on September 6th and 7th. Rochester Personal Defense is hosting the American Women's Self-Defense Association's annual training summit. AWSDA certified trainers will be on hand to prepare you, your daughters, your sisters, or your wives to fight back and win in an attack situation. And you can be certified to train women yourself. Go to www.safeinrochester.com for details or call Dave Jenkins directly at 585-406-6758 for more details. It's the Rochester Personal Defense hosting of the American Women's Self-Defense Association's annual training summit this September the 6th and 7th. Go to www.safeinrochester.com for details or call Dave directly at 585-406-6758 for details.
You run the kids to soccer, church, and cheerleading. It's easy to get overwhelmed with how hectic your life is.
Tom Wall's team member, Stephanie Ingalls.
These really are the best years of your life. All you need is a strategy. Tom Walls. No cooking, no waiting in the lobby for a table, no tipping, and a great chance for you to enjoy your kids more. Talk to them over dinner about their dreams, their fears, their hopes.
At Tom Walls, we took the time to prepare you the best food, so will you take the time to join us with your family?
Tom Walls.
Ready to move ahead at top speed? Pull into GCC on Turbo Thursdays. Gas up on more than 60 academic programs, including new degrees in food tech, sleep tech, and supply chain management. Apply for free at genesee.edu or pit stop at any GCC location in Albion, Arcade, Batavia, Dansville, Lima, Medina, or Warsaw. Fall semester starts August 25th. Get in the race and discover why GCC is so much more.
Register and vote. And get a friend or neighbor to do the same.
WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Once again, on behalf of the Assemblyman, we urge you to register and vote. No matter where you live, we don't care about the party affiliation. The important thing is to get out there if you want to change things. Here's Bill.
We're back. Our special show today, we're talking with Chris Carosa, the manager of the Bullfinch Fund, which has a lot of interest in Western New York companies. We were talking during the break, Chris, about how you define Western New York. And you talk about it in one of the books that you've written. How do you define Western New York? Because some people say upstate, but if you're in the Bronx, you think upstate is the Hudson Valley.
Yonkers.
Well, now, Bill, can we tell people that you were actually there at the inception of the Bullfinch Fund?
I was. You were I there. Was, wasn't I?
You
yes.
were our counsel.
I remember
and
that.
You helped. And
interest of full disclosure.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how we know each other. When was that?
Well, actually, we knew before, but that was 1997. The idea of the Greater West New York Series came about really to promote the region, and we had to draw up a proposal to the Securities and Exchange Commission and say we wanted to be this sort of regional fund. Well, not many funds focused on just a portion of the state. Usually it was the entire state. So the SEC came back to us and said, you have to tell us specifically which counties you define as being part of the greater Western
Is that
New
right? Because I remember back in the day that there were a lot of these regional-type funds that were developing around there.
But they were all state-based, not partial.
Right.
So there was no formal definition that I was aware of the greater Western New York region. All I did was drew an imaginary line between Rochester and Syracuse and went from Lake Ontario down to the Pennsylvania border. Everything west of that line, all the counties that were there, I included in the fund. So I would tell that story when I would talk about the fund. As I was researching this book, 50 Hidden Gems of Greater Western New York, I discovered something. There really is a line, and I think probably a lot of your listeners know what that line is. It's called preemption line.
Now, what you know, I have heard that term preemption, like there's a preemption road that runs off. What is that?
Well, preemption road actually is the old preemption line. Well, let me tell you what happened. The kings of England really flunked geography. So when people came and established new colonies, they would say, okay, you can have this land. At one point, no less than five different colonies could lay claim to the greater Western New York region. By the end of the Revolutionary War, both New York and Massachusetts still had that claim, those claims. And there was a treaty.
To Western New York.
To Western New York, yes. Because Massachusetts, if you see, it's a parallel line. It's supposed to go all the way from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. That's what the king granted. And obviously we fall within that parallel, those two parallels. So there was a treaty in Hartford on December 16th, 1786, which defined this preemption line. Everything west of that line was still part of New York State, but economically the rights belonged to Pennsylvania. So Massachusetts. Massachusetts, you had to buy the rights from Massachusetts in order to settle the region. And the reason why, if you go to Geneva, there's actually two roads. There's a preemption road, which is the old preemption line, the first one that was measured, that had Geneva being outside of this region. And then the correct preemption line, which is sort of on the east side of Geneva. It's called Preemption Street. That places Geneva now within the Western New York region. There was a mix-up for some reason. It's kind of controversial on why it happened. But the surveyor who ended up doing the correct line was Joseph Ellicott, and people in the Buffalo and the Batavia region, they'll know his name very well, as he was the person who was eventually hired to help settle the rest of the region. So we actually have a definition of the region. And you want to know even something more amazing? At the time, really no one populated the area, unlike where Vermont is. And you remember, Vermont was originally part of New York State. It broke off after the Revolutionary War. Imagine if there were people populating Western New York and we broke off to form our own state. Do you know what the state would have probably been called? Ontario. Think about that. If you went to Niagara Falls,
now you know
Niagara Falls, Ontario. Well, which country?
You know, you're now getting into a subject that a lot of our listeners would like to see that happen. Maybe, you know, 200 years a little late, but drawing a line someplace and dividing New York State and creating a 51st state. You're doing that in California.
Well, they're doing that in California. I'll tell you what. California wants to divide itself into six states. So that really adds only five more states.
Yeah, but you know, you don't really think that's going
to
happen.
Well, but here's the thing to think about. States, they don't come in odd numbers. They come in even numbers. So if California does do this, there would be an opportunity for someone else to
do it. Yeah, but you know, we talk about that on the show. People raise it with me all the time, especially after the SAFE Act thing and everybody knows what's going on with taxes and whatnot. They say, let's create a 51st state. And I say, that's a cotton candy conversation. That's a lot of fun to have, but it's got no staying power because the other states just wouldn't let it happen.
Well, not only that, it's not only a local issue. I'm sure the people locally might be for it. But then it becomes a state issue, and then it becomes a federal issue. So it's really not as easy as it sounds.
Oh, I think it would pass. If you put it up for a referendum, you know why? Because the people in New York City will say that they subsidize us to the tune of someplace in the $8 to $12 billion a year. So if you go to New York City and say, do you want to be free of the economic albatross that is upstate New York, they'll say, yep, and they'll vote for it.
Well, there's a flip side of that story. Maybe we'll talk about it.
All right, got to take a break. We're talking with Chris Carosa, the CEO of the Bullfinch Fund. We'll be right back.
On the Bill Nogé Show.
I've got your picture hanging on the wall, but it can't see. Come to me when I call your name. I realize it's just a picture in a frame.
Ooh, I read your letter.
voice of truth upstate.
Bill Nogé on WYSL FM 92.1 and 1040 AM.
Now we continue with our oldies theme today here on the Bill Nogé Show, since we have a former oldies top 40 DJ, and I'm not talking about me, in the studio. Here's Bill.
I was just going to say, we actually have two oldies DJs in the studio today, Dr. Bob Savage. And I had a radio show when I was in college, too. You didn't know that, did you? I had a radio show, but I didn't do oldies. I was cool. I was hip. We're here with Chris Carosa.
I don't even want to ask.
We're here with Chris Carosa, who, yes, he used to be a top 40 DJ when he was in school, but now he's one of the leading stock pickers in upstate New York. He runs the Bullfinch Funds, and which has got a Western New York segment to it. They take a look at companies all across Western New York, and we were talking in the last segment about how you define Western New York. And, of course, that has to do with how you define New York State, which gets into the question of should we form a 51st state, which really, I don't want to spend a whole lot of, we weren't planning on talking about this, but it's a fascinating subject. And Chris points out that in California, they got this movement to break California into, say, you think that's going to get on the ballot?
Well, that's the question. A lot of people saying it won't make the ballot, but there's definitely a push for it. This is not the first time they've tried to do this.
In California. Well, it's not the first time people have talked about it. I remember back when I was a kid growing up and my parents, we would all go to Hammondsport, you know, in Yates County or Steuben County and area, and we, walking around, there was Randy Cool talking about this stuff. That was back in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cotton candy conversation. I don't know that it goes anyplace. There's a senator in Utica, Rome, that talks about it all the time. But I think that's just a political kind of a thing. It's a red herring people talk about. But how would you? How do you look at New York State? And you look at these companies doing business here all the time. Who, go back to my original question. Who is doing well and who is not doing so well? And not on a company by company. Don't name the companies. But sort of generically, what industries I've got a future here in upstate New York, and what industries are moving out and saying we just can't make it here anymore?
Well, it's not really an industry. It's really more a company-by-company phenomenon, and so it's really difficult to answer that question. That's a short way of saying it. But if I look at it on individual companies, I think the ones that stay here are the ones who realize that there are benefits to working and being headquartered in New York, and it's not just, say, low-cost energy, or which is not necessarily the case sometimes. I think it's more a lifestyle thing, where it costs a lot less money to live a good lifestyle in our region.
You mean because of, the housing costs?
Housing costs and just everyday costs. The fact that you don't have a large commute. It's funny. I have friends who live in New York City, and they say, how long do you have to commute? This is when I used to work in downtown Rochester. So how long do you have to go to work? And, oh, it's a long commute. It's 30 minutes. And they'd look at me and laugh. They said, 30 minutes? I got 2 hours. And I don't even get to drive my own car. I have to drive public transportation. So it's that whole kind of lifestyle change that makes this region very attractive. Well, you know, everyone complains about the weather here. But you know what? We got pretty good weather. And not only that, we don't have a lot of the, say, natural issues that other places. We don't have.
You mean like forest fires and
mudslides, earthquakes, hurricanes, all that kind of stuff. You know, we get a snowstorm every now and then. But, you know, snowstorms are fun. They cancel school. Doesn't that, I mean, don't you still get excited when you hear that your school gets canceled because of snow?
I do. And you know, it's funny you should say that. I think even as adults, you hear that school's closed today. And you're like, ooh, I get a free day off from work, or I can leave work early or something like that. Well, but, you know, you even go to, like, Florida. I cannot take the weather in Florida.
Right, right. Yeah.
I mean, I know I got to wear a jacket there, and you got to have air conditioning. I got to wear a jacket in the wintertime here, and I get air conditioning there. So it makes life tolerable. But I do not like the heat and humidity of Florida.
Yeah.
And I don't like earthquakes, especially if I'm in a 20-story building.
Yeah.
You know, which is why you couldn't get me to move to California for nothing. So you're saying it's lifestyle.
I think lifestyle is a big thing.
And the people that were the CEOs just decide they want to do
the
business.
CEOs,
here.
And also you can get higher quality employees who like that same lifestyle. It's a pretty good place to
work.
But
the fact is we're losing jobs. When we come back, we're talking with Chris Carosa, the CEO of the Bullfinch Fund. When we come back, I want to talk about what we need to do to be more economically competitive, to attract more of those CEOs that might want to locate their companies here and expand the jobs base. We'll be back.
We may not have hurricanes. We may not have tsunamis. We may not have earthquakes and mudslides and massive wildfires. But we got them all beat because we've got Sheldon Silver and Andrew Cuomo. Bill Nojay Show. Hey everyone, Dr. Bob Savage here, and I'm very pleased and proud to welcome Elmwood Dental Group to our WYSL family. I understand so well it's important for you to have a confident, comfortable, professional relationship with your family dentist. And that's why I'm an Elmwood Dental Group patient. Actually, my history with them goes back to when I was a small boy. And over those decades, boy, has their practice changed with the times. For example, did you know that dentists from all over come to Elmwood Dental Group to be trained on their famous dental implant technology? Hybridge. And whether you need a checkup and cleaning or something more like fillings, crowns, or dentures, Elmwood Dental Group can help you achieve dental health with comfort and compassion, all provided by a world-class staff in their state-of-the-art Brighton office. So take it from me, for everything from cosmetic whitening, general care, to dental implant technology, you should consider Elmwood Dental Group, 5 minutes from the expressway at 1950 South Clinton Avenue. Call 461-4350 and tell them WYSL sent you.
In these days of Common Core concerns, your family should get to know Genesee Country Christian School and the uncommon educational experience it provides. It's summertime and time to reflect on educational choices for your preschool to eighth grader before school resumes in the fall. Genesee Country Christian School offers a rigorous faith-based curriculum, biblical values, an outstanding faculty, and a nurturing family environment. Students have every resource, including PE, after-school sports, dance, and vocal and instrumental music, smart boards, computer labs, and field trips. They have the opportunity to compete in math Olympics, science fairs, art and music festivals, and numerous service projects. Academic achievement is excellent. Three recent area high school valedictorians were GCCS graduates. Public school busing and scholarships are available to this non-denominational school. Thinking about making a school change this summer? Contact Genesee Country Christian School for details. Call 243-9580 or visit GenesseeCountryChristianSchool.org. Genesee Country Christian School, an uncommon education.
It's a back-to-school blowout sale on 2014 Sonics at the all-new Victor Chevrolet, Route 96 in Victor. Why buy used when you can get a brand-new Sonic for just $12,990 and not a penny more? This incredible offer includes all taxes and fees. Shop right away while the selection is at its best. It's for back-to-school time only. Grab your college-bound student and come and get your new Sonic while they last. Visit VictorChevrolet.com for details. The all-new Victor Chevrolet, Route 96 in Victor.
Lima Carpet and Design Center, Route 15 Avon, is your hometown flooring store and more. Spruce up your home. Protect your flooring investment with professional carpet cleaning. Call for details, 226-2180. Appointments are filling fast. Call now, 226-2180. Lima Carpet and Design Center staff will do it right. Guaranteed. Route 15 Avon, just north of 390 Exit 9.
At Lima Carpet, your hometown flooring store.
Register to vote. Or get ready to register your guns with Cuomo. WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Here we go. A nod to our friends over in the Mohawk Valley. Your native daughter, Annette Funicello. On the Bill Nojay Radio Network.
We're back. Bill Nojay here with Dr. Bob Savage and our special guest of the day, Chris Perosa, CEO of the Bullfinch Fund that has a Western New York series of stocks. He's looking at companies that are doing well and some that are not doing so well in upstate New York. We've been talking about, you said, and I agree with you, that a lot of the lifestyle things are what keep companies here. But what have we got to do if you were the grand poobah of New York State, combine the governor and the state legislature together and say, this is what I'm going to do to create jobs and revitalize the economy of upstate. What would be on your agenda?
All right. So we have to look at first, what are our current advantages right now? And you look at it from a demographic standpoint. We have a number of colleges in the region with an overabundance of people who are coming to the Western New York region a lot of times for the first time, and they like it, and they would be willing to stay. If you talk to a lot of younger people, they'll say, well, I've got to move out to get a job, but one of these days I want to have a family, and I'm coming back. There's just not the kind of economic support for them to make that decision now. So if I were to do something, I would actually focus exclusively on that demographic. What is that demographic like? What will keep it here after they leave? Because I think culturally, it's more important to retain the population from a cultural standpoint, then the economics will follow.
If you can make a company work, given the economics.
Well, if you can make a company work, but you see, I've always thought this, you know, and I know you're a politician and maybe a long time ago.
You don't have to be nasty now.
Well, remember, a long time ago, I might have been one too. but I've always thought this, the way to measure the success of a political official is what the population numbers are telling you. If people are moving out, that means that you're failing. And I think it's fair to say New York's been failing for a while, people are moving out. So what do you do to keep people come in? If you look at the target market that you want to have these younger people because those are the people who tend to spend money. And they will become an economic engine as they grow up, as they raise a family. So what are the sort of things that they do? I mentioned earlier about how the younger people, they communicate through their cell phones. Everything is really driven by the internet. What could we do right now? A positive thing that we could do within New York State is we could, you know how we were always the leader on transportation infrastructure, whether it was the canal, the railroads, the thruway even. I mean, you know, unfortunately, right. We were too far ahead on the thruway and we missed all the federal funds, but that's a different list. What if we were really going to create an information superhighway? The way Google has been doing
in Kansas. You mean expand broadband every place?
Yeah, yeah. Make that available. And I'm not saying it necessarily doing it through the government, but figure out a way to entice Google to come here and put it in place. You know, you can't do it all at once. You'd have to do it in small.
Now, isn't Michael Bloomberg, didn't he launch an initiative to get that in New York City? I think he wanted to bring high-tech firms into New York City, and that was part of the strategy.
I think that's true. I mean, they are trying to sell themselves as the East Coast Silicon Valley.
So to do that in upstate New York, you'd have to have broadband, wireless or hardwired, I don't know, but you'd have to provide some sort of access throughout both the urban areas and our suburban and rural areas.
That's true. Obviously, you start with the more highly concentrated areas and where the target population is, but then you'd broaden it out, no pun intended, to include the rest of the community.
What about the usual complaints that people have about high taxes, high utility costs for manufacturers?
You know, one of my former partners used to work for a state senator. This was in the 1970s, right around the same time that this thing occurred. And he said that this senator once told him that after the 1970 census, when they redistricted New York State, essentially, you didn't need any support from anything north and west of Westchester County to get stuff done in New York State. I don't know if that's true now.
Yeah, that's still pretty much. We talk about that here on the show all the time.
Yeah, and so the idea of trying to change the tax structure, yeah, everyone agrees that that would be a great thing to do.
But you're saying politically that's not going to happen.
I don't have confidence. I mean, you would know more than I do on whether or not that's actually doable, but
so you're saying you can talk about that, but it's sort of like talking about the 51st state. And you're saying let's be realistic,
right?
Let's focus on the lifestyle stuff,
right?
That can attract people to upstate New York,
right? I think that's the main thing, and you know, unless and until we can figure out a way to equalize the lower populated areas in terms of political prowess, we're kind of stuck.
Well, except New York City has always had a big manufacturing base. And it's interesting because if New York City throws away its manufacturing base, what is left of it, then its economy is more and more fragile and vulnerable to disruption, especially if they lose the finance industry. Let's talk about the finance industry. We're talking with Chris Carosa, CEO of the Bullfinch Fund, which has a Western New York portfolio. When we come back, The future of the finance industry in New York State currently provides 13% of New York State's income tax base. Used to be 20%. What will it be 5-10 years from now? We'll be right back.
It's the Bill Nogay Radio Network, wherever you go in upstate New York.
Hi, I'm Tom Hamilton, president of Hamilton Wealth Management and host of The Tom Hamilton Show, heard here on WYSL. Do you have a 401k account that you left with a previous employer? Then listen closely. Recently, many 401k plans have eliminated the one investment choice many preferred. Maybe you've even seen your account values go down for the very first time recently. What should you do now? Listen, I've worked with local retirees and others for 18 years, helping them understand their IRA rollover options. An IRA rollover offers you a much wider choice of investments. I'd like to meet with you to discuss your specific investment needs and the investment options available in an IRA rollover. Call our office now to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation review of your investment options, including options for the investments you previously held in the fixed account. I will personally review your choices with you.
Call Hamilton Wealth Management today at 585-381-9870 or go to hamiltonwealthmanagement.com. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Sometimes unexpected illness or injuries occur that require care, and at a time when you have no access to a primary care physician, or maybe you don't have a regular doctor, it's times like these that you can turn to Noyes After Hours Care Center. At Noyes After Hours Care Center, they treat patients of all ages for conditions typically treated during a primary care physician office visit. They accept all patients regardless of their ability to pay for services, and accept all types of insurance. The After Hours Center is staffed with a nurse practitioner or physician assistant and a nurse to provide the highest quality care that you need. There's no appointment needed, and Noyes After Hours Center is conveniently located in the Riley Building adjacent to the hospital at 111 Clara Barton Street in Dansville, and a second location in the Noyes Health Services Building, an extension of Noyes Health at 50 East South Street in Geneseo. Call 585-335-3096 or go to noyeshealth.org for more information. Noyes After Hours Care in Dansville and Geneseo, providing care when you need it most.
Marketplace Mazda presents a $500 gas card with every used car.
Right now, Marketplace has over 100 pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from, and they all come with a $500 gas card. All the hot imports, Chevys, Fords, Jeeps, even our certified pre-owned Mazdas.
It's Marketplace Mazda's $500 gas card event,
and it comes with every used car we sell.
Whatever it takes. Call Taylor. 500-HELP.
Hi, I'm Tony with Taylor Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. At Taylor, one call to 500-HELP brings our expert staff to help you with any of your home's major systems. We're ready to help when your furnace or air conditioning needs work. We're ready to help with your plumbing emergencies, too. From a leaky faucet to slow drains, even backed up sewer pipes, Taylor Plumbing offers the same fast, clean, reliable service you've come to expect.
Call Taylor. 500-HELP.
Broom, the statists and progressives.
Let's get New York State back.
WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Here you go, Bill. This is Andrew Cuomo's distant cousin, Perry Cuomo.
Catch a falling star and put.
Here's the assemblyman. He just doesn't know.
Never let it fade away.
Well, this is before my time, you know, this stuff.
You wish.
We're back. Bill Nogay here, and that's Dr. Bob Savage. Our special guest of the day, Chris Carosa, CEO of the Bullfinch Fund. Now, if I wanted to find out more about this Western New York thing that you got going on here with the Bullfinch Fund, is there a website I can go to?
Well, there's actually two different websites. If you want to find out more about the Bullfinch Fund, you could just go to bullfinchfund.com. And that'll tell you how to find more.
All right, bullfinchfund.com.
And if you want to, if you enjoy this whole Greater Western New York thing, then just go to, guess what, greaterwesternnewyork.com. and it'll lead you to a bunch of stories of interest and other places that you can do to get engaged in Greater Western New York tech.
Now, can I buy your books on Amazon.com or someplace? Where do I get these?
You may buy the books on Amazon.com. You may go to ChrisCarosa.com and buy the books there too.
Chris Carosa, CAROSA.com.
Either way, whatever you'd like to do.
All right, we're talking about the economy of upstate New York, Western New York, that you've written about. You invest in companies here. You were talking about the lifestyle decision, the CEOs deciding that they just want to live here because maybe the cost of living is cheap. But, you know, big CEOs, they're not going to worry about that. They can buy a house any place they want to. How do we attract the entrepreneurs, the small business person, that are so put off by the cost of doing business in New York State and all the paperwork stuff and the hostility from the bureaucrats and whatnot?
Well,
what companies, smaller companies, are you seeing being successful, and why?
Well, you know, that's a different kind of question than the first question. First of all, it's what I found, and I am unfortunately, when people see the Greater Western New York Mutual Fund, they think that I invest in startup companies. We don't. We just invest in publicly traded companies. Startup companies, they need seed money. They need capital from angel investors. And I do hang out with those people. They've always sort of complained that the money, the venture capital money in the region probably doesn't go to as many local people as you would think. And they've often found that they're better off going to Boston, say, and doing presentation there to try to get money. It's still more difficult because it's more competitive. So there's an issue just in trying to get that money. And when I heard that, I came up with this idea that I actually proposed to a couple of different agencies and schools, and that was, why not get together, all together, whether the government people or the private sector folks in colleges, and host a national entrepreneurial contest and have the winners be given, say you have 100 people enter the contest or 1,000 or whatever, and you have 5 or 10 winners, and you house them in a special incubator site, and you give them, say, maybe $100,000 for a year, and they could more fully develop their idea, both to present to venture capital groups and also maybe to build a prototype or so. But the whole idea is, what I said before, you've got these younger people involved, and they want to maybe stay and enjoy the culture of the area. Well, these are also the same people who come up with the new ideas, the billion-dollar ideas. I mean, they're not $1 billion today or tomorrow, but maybe 10 or 20 years from now, they're billion-dollar ideas. Those are the folks that you want to attract. And I think having a sort of unified entrepreneurial game or contest that's nationally recognized would begin to attract people, not only those people who are here, but maybe those people who are in Silicon Valley in California, and find that they don't like earthquakes or hot weather or whatever.
Yeah, like they like water. And since they got a drought going on out there, they don't have any water.
Right.
They will have a high-speed train going from nowhere to nowhere, but they don't have any water. That's a whole separate discussion. We've been talking with Chris Carosa. He's the CEO of the Bullfinch Fund. We're going to have you back.
I'll be delighted to come back.
Just a fountain of information about the history of upstate New York and Western New York. Not to mention that he's going to give us some stock tips next time around. Chris, thank you for joining us on the show. We'll be back next time. In the meantime, may God bless America and may God bless our troops serving overseas.